This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. How's everybody doing? We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Zayin. Let's read again Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. Kol hayom kishois atzrachav bein ketanim bein gedayim. The whole day when a person goes to the bathroom, whether to urinate or to defecate, mevarech asher yotzar, he says asher yotzar v'loya netil siyadayim, he does not make the brach of netil siyadayim. Afim roitza lilmoid, even if he wants to learn, he still does not say netil siyadayim. Don't think, well, according to the Rush, the whole reason to wash your hands for tefillah is your hands are dirty, and here you went to the bathroom, your hands are certainly dirty, and therefore maybe before mincha you should wash your hands with a bracha. Yes, wash your hands, but do not make a bracha of netil siyadayim, only asher yatzar. Haga, hayu yadav melechlachlois, sheshiv sheif bahen, afil hachi, enem avarcha netil siyadayim. Let's say your hands were really soiled. You wiped with them. Nevertheless, you still don't make a bracha of netil siyadayim. What is Ramah adding from the Mechaber? The Mechaber is just saying somebody went to gedolim, did gedolim. You don't make netil siyadayim before you daven. So the Ramah is adding, even if you really got down and dirty, you know, you got your hands dirty, still you don't make netil siyadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yesterday we read Sif Katan. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Mevarech. The whole day when a person goes to the bathroom, one makes Asher Yatzar, v'afilu nimshach zman gadol achar asiyas atzrochim, afilu hachi chayev levarech. Even, let's say, a lot of time elapsed after you went to the bathroom, you still have to make an Asher Yatzar. Let's say you did not make an asher yatzar. Now you have another urge. Dasa prima gadim. The prima gadim's opinion is demikaidim sheyatel. Before you go to the bathroom again, yivarch asher yatzar al hatala rishayna. Now, obviously, this is only talking about a small urge. But if you can't hold it in, if you have a strong urge, definitely you go to the bathroom. Avashar tshuva hiskam shem kam achorinim dim nizkar la'achar shehischa loy tava shuv lo yivarech ayin sham. Shai tshuva agrees with many achorinim that if you don't remember until after you have another urge, so you are not going to make the bracha until later. Now the Dirshu points out that the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Dalid Sivkaton Gimel was machriya like this opinion, namely that if you do not make an asher yatzar, and then you delay, and then you have another urge, you do not make the asher yatzar until you go to the bathroom again. The Mishnah Berurah says just simply, Okay, in any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues to cut the base. Asha Yatzar, Kasav Rashal, Betshuva, Simen Tzadi Zayin. Mi Sha'achal Davar Shechayev Bracha Achroina. Somebody ate something that he has to make a Bracha Achroina on. V'shachach. And now the person forgot. He forgot to make the bracha achrayna. Now the word v'shachach here doesn't mean he forgot it. It means he didn't make it yet. He got delayed. V'hito mayim. And then he went to the bathroom. V'nizkar kodim shaba levarach asher yatzar. Ezem hem kodim. Which bracha do you make first? Asher yatzar or bracha achrayna? And the Marshal says, the heshev, the asher yatzar, koidem de tadir. Asher yatzar is tadir. Aye, this guy, he eats the entire day. He nonstop eats. He can't stop eating. So for him, he's eating more than he goes to the bathroom. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, we don't care what this guy does. Most people go to the bathroom more often than they eat. Okay, now, what about, why does the Mishnah Berurah say Bracha Achroina? Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say Berachas HaMazon? So, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sivkatan Aleph is Mesupik that maybe that since Berachas HaMazon is Da'iraisa, maybe Berachas HaMazon would go first. Here we're talking about Bracha Achroina, that it's Derabanan, so we'll say Tadir trumps the Bracha, the Tadir of Asher Yotzer trumps the Bracha Achroina. But Berachas HaMazon, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tzad that since it's Da'iraisa, it would go first. Misha Shoisa Sam HaMashalshal. Someone who drinks some kind of diuretic. Somebody's taking a colonoscopy, they're drinking that stuff, and it's going to clear you out. They're cleansing themselves. And it's going to be a process. They're going to end up going to the bathroom many times. Some say, wait until you're done. You're going to have to go 10 more times. Wait until you're done. V'yeshayimrim, some say, divarach b'chopam. The haminog kisvar achroina. The minhag, it's interesting, there's a minhag about such a thing. They have a minhag to make a bracha each time. Ach b'shul shul chazak. But if it's really strong diarrhea, that you're feeling it, even when a person goes the first time, he's already feeling the second time's coming. Shemagish shemiyad yitzach lebanashenis aser levarach. Then you can't make the bracha. Kel kaman siman tzadi beish. Afilu b'divrei Torah aser. You can't even learn if you're under such a circumstance. Siv katan gimel. That if somebody goes to the bathroom, they don't make netilas yadayim, even if they're davening immediately. Now, lespal lel miyad. Why is that? After Kaimalam to Sivan Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis, even though we paskin and Sivan Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis, Tilat Filas Mincha V'chein La'arvis, that before Mincha Marav, Afilu Eini Yodeh Lehem Shom Lichloch, even though you don't know your hands are dirty, but we're talking about Stam Yodayim, Tzarch Li Tol Yodav, you gotta wash your hands, right? This is a very important halacha. You know that? You know that before Mincha Marav, you're required to wash your hands. Really? Everybody? No. Goyim don't have to wash their hands before Mincha Marav. But if your mother's Jewish, you got to wash your hands before Mincha. But my hands, I don't know, they're, you know, I wash them by Shacharis, and I don't remember them getting dirty. No, Stam Yodayim are not kosher for Tefillah, not Mincha, not Marav. V'koshikin k'shatzot tzarach, certainly if you went to the bathroom and you know they're dirty, so you think maybe you should make a bracha, and they're, by the way, there are poiskim that hold, you do make a bracha from Mincha Marav. There are such poiskim that take the rush very seriously. By the way, you know who holds that way? The Rambam. The Rambam holds like the rush, and the Rambam holds in Parak Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Gimel, that you have to make a bracha for every tefillah. So don't say, I'm running into Mincha. The person looks at their watch. Oh, there are only 4 minutes left to Mincha. Perfect. Takes 4 minutes for me to walk into my house from my house into the Shul Ashrei. No, pal. You got to leave 5 minutes before Mincha because you got to schedule washing your hands. Don't think, you walked in perfect timing for Ashrei. If you don't wash your hands, you're missing out. The Rambam would say you make a bracha. Okay, we don't make a bracha. But you need to wash your hands. But the Mechaber is saying, if you went to the bathroom, don't think you got to make a bracha. No, we're still not going to make a bracha. Now, the Malbim says that if somebody goes to the bathroom for gedolim before mincha, roiv poiskim hold, you make a bracha. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm a sefer arzus chaim shigosu dadas roiv poiskim also tzrach of legdolim v'yachir kach roitzel lespalel mevarich al natil sidayim. The Malbim says most poskim of you go for gedolim, then you want to daven. You'll make a netilas yadayim. Kama makom lechadchila, ein lozes mipsaka shulchan aruch. Lechadchila, you will not. We don't veer off from what the shulchan aruch says, and you won't make the bracha. Va'ayin b'sefer maserav. Look in the gra. What does that mean? Look in the gra. The gra says you always make a bracha, even if you don't go to the bathroom. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion, if you go in the bathroom in the middle of the meal for gedolim, you would make a bracha until sidayim, provided you're going to eat bread after, right? Rabbi Yeager pointed out Chazon Ish does not agree with that, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But over here, when it comes to tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to move off the psak of the Mechaber. Because there, I believe the Mechaber says, by a meal, if you go for gedolim in the middle of the meal, you do make a bracha and tefillah sidaim. Now, sheshiv sheif bahem, what does that mean? Hanitzoitzo shamei raglaim, you got your hands damp from the urine, vuadin begedolim, shasatzach v'ginech, or a person got his hands somewhat dirty by wiping for gedolim. Let's see one more sif. Heitel mayim v'lo shiv sheif. Let's say a person urinated, but they didn't get their hands dirty. In other words, they were able to urinate without maneuvering with their hand. Afal pi shetzach levarach hashayotzar, even though you have to make hashayotzar, you don't have to wash your hands. Ein tzach litol yadav. You don't have to wash your hands. Ela mishum nekios, oy mishum hikain. You only have to wash your hands either for cleanliness or for hikain, preparing for tefillah. Now, what does this mean? What is this talking about? Meaning, what do you not have to wash your hands for? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ela Misham, Vim Ein Loi Bama Alita, if you don't have what to wash your hands, Afa Bikin, Tzach Levar Chashe Yatzar. In other words, the Bir Halacha says, that this sif is not talking about for tefillah, because for tefillah you need to wash your hands even if you didn't urinate. Here we're talking about you urinated, you didn't wash your hands, are you required to wash your hands for the bracha? Okay? That's the question over here. You urinated and you didn't touch. So now am I required to wash my hands for the bracha? Now there's a shiloh we had before that if somebody goes into the bathroom, there's an issue of ruach ra. The Mishnah Berurah says there's an issue of ruach ra when you go, but we also learned that ruach ra does not preclude making a bracha. Person, ruach ra is not necessarily a problem regarding a bracha. So here the shaila is a person urinated and they didn't, they weren't mishav sheif. Do they have to wash their hands? So the Mechaber says either because of nekios or because of hikain. The Mishnah Berurah says vafil im shiv sheif, even if you did get your hands moist. Mashmal el b'soif simen dal magen rem siv kadn chavches. The mahani lebrachos imenaki yadu chamin imenaki. To make a bracha would help to wipe your hands. Now again, lechadchila you should wash them, but it would help to wipe them. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Have a wonderful day. I will see everybody Monday in Meretz Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.